KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, that is the familiar sound of Redeemer. From Grammy-nominated, 9-time Dove Award-winning artist Nicole C. Mullen, who joins us on ABQ Connect. Nicole, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me.
And I should have put in there the ageless Nicole C. Mullen. Okay. Every time I see you in a video, I'm like, girl, what do you, you know, I want what she's eating.
It's the Lord, chocolate, and a couple of vitamins thrown in there.
Well, the reason we're catching up with you today, and of course our audience, especially for those who were listening prior to 2023, when the format on this station changed, I mean, KLYT has a rich heritage, one of which being is arguably the first full-time Christian rock station to sign on the air in 1975, I think it was. And has, you know, just had a plethora of great artists played over the years, Nicole C. Mullen being one of them. But Nicole, one of your songs that came out 25 years ago is getting some attention again, and that is the song Freedom, which is going to be part of a docudrama, The American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident. Our audience may have heard on this show our interview with Michael Medved. If you didn't, I encourage you to go to abqconnect.online, listen to that interview, hear more about the movie that's actually being released today, which is where we catch you, Nicole, in Washington, D.C. Bring us up to speed on Freedom as much as you want, maybe, you know, your original intent, and then how you got connected with Michael Medved in the movie and your part in that. You know, what we can expect from the remix, which, by the way, we'll share in our second segment today.
Okay, well, fantastic. First of all, again, thank you again for having me. You know, I did write Freedom many, many years ago, and it came out on the album that has Redeemer on it 25 years ago. And when I wrote it initially, I was pretty much just, I wanted to celebrate the fact that there were men and women who had cried out to God for freedom. And they, although some of them never saw it in their day and time, God still granted it through their seed. And I am one of, you know, the offspring of them. And then there were other people I wanted to celebrate that there was another segment of time in our nation where Black men and white men, we stood for equality together. And so sometimes we never hear these things, so we're never able to appreciate the contributions made across the aisle for any people group. And so especially for my people group as an African American, there are white and Black people and people of Jewish origin and just different ethnicities that stood up to say, we'll march with you, we will stand with you. And I'm so grateful for that. But I wanted to highlight in the original song the ultimate freedom that can't be legislated away, that can't be taken away. And that's the freedom that's given to us through Jesus Christ. And that happened up on Golgotha when Christ hung upon a tree and when he died and he resurrected on our behalf. And so that's a part of the song. And it's a upbeat song. It's a song you can dance to. And also before I knew it, I was asked to play a part in the film that comes out actually June the 9th through the 11th. And tonight we're doing the premiere at the Kennedy Center and I get a chance to sing and I'm super excited about that. But the film, The American Miracle, when they asked me to play the part of Elizabeth Freeman, who I had never heard of. And if you've never heard of her, you need to go see the film and it will describe why you really need to know who she is. I was so honored. And a part of the just portraying of the character to me lent itself to the song Freedom. And I thought, hey, is it possible that freedom could appear even in the credits somewhere? And after they heard it, they were like, absolutely. And so I'm so thrilled that the whole film ends in the freedom of not just one woman who petitioned the courts for her freedom from slavery, but also the freedom that God gave to us as American citizens. Our nation was contending for the freedom that they wanted from the crown. and God granted that to them, and we thereby have the Declaration of Independence. And so it is a celebration for us all. And again, ultimately, Jesus is the one who frees us from the inside out. And so because of that, we can celebrate freedom on many levels.
Well, I'm gonna take a second here to do a shameless plug for a local event, because it's synergistic with what we're talking about in way of freedom, not only of our nation, but freedom in Christ. On June 28th at Expo New Mexico, don't forget, Freedom Celebration is happening again this year. Lots of music, family fun, lots of great artists. And Skip Heitz is going to deliver a message, a great fireworks display. But that message from Skip will be on our freedom, our true freedom that's found in Christ. Get details about that event at freedomabq.com. There's my shameless plug, Nicole, but I want to get right back to, because I'm excited to see the film. Is there more of a story? Like, had you read Michael Medved's book, The American Miracle, when the docudrama started coming together, and eventually you found the connection? And not only that, more details maybe about that story, but acting. Was this a first time? I haven't been to IMDb.com and looked up Nicole C. Mullen yet to see what else you may have done.
Oh, no worries. Well, I'll say this. I had not read the book of Michael Medved, but just so you know, most of the movie is about our nation and our founding fathers. It has George Washington and Thomas Jefferson in there, and there are a lot of, you know, Benjamin Franklin. Like, it shows really that our nation is no accident. Like, the hand of God, the providence of God was upon the forming of our nation. And so, you know, it beautifully disputes and dispels the lie of we were just, you know, haphazardly put together, and it was built upon a foundation of something other than godliness. And so I believe we're called to come back to the roots of really how it was established. And so Michael has done a great job, and I know he has, because the movie reflects his book. And so my character is actually one of those add-ons from history in that same time frame. And so I'm so glad that they did that as well. As far as acting, I've done a little in the past, but this was definitely probably my biggest role, pardon me, and I'm in there for about 12 minutes or so, and it was a beautiful challenge, and I pray that I met the challenge with as much passion and dignity and honor that the character deserved. And again, I'm honored that they even asked me to do it. And so it's kind of a new beginning, maybe, in the chapter of acting. And according to the producers and the directors, you know, they're like, you need to do this a whole lot more. And, you know, so they're super excited about the performance. And so we'll see what the future holds in regards to acting for Nicole C. Mullen.
Okay. So now I have been to IMDb, Nicole, and the list is longer than many other people. And actually the one that jumped, aside from VeggieTales, which we all love, when Joshua came out in 2002, I had the privilege to interview one of the stars from that movie, Tony Goldwyn. So this is not your first forte into, IMDb. You've done a lot in music. And listen, we're going to take a quick break. Nicole, can you stay with us?
I sure can.
Okay, we're going to come back, we're going to talk a little bit about catching up with Nicole, what she's been doing for the last few years, and what she's doing, you know, in addition maybe to this. I don't know yet. I'm looking as forward to the listener to get caught up, but we'll play the remix of Freedom. Will be part of the American Miracle, Our Nation Is No Accident, which, by the way, the premiere at the Kennedy Center in Washington, as Nicole mentioned, it's hitting theaters June 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's going to be a Fathom event, we'll get more details when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. We're in the midst of a conversation with Nicole C. Mullen. And Nicole, I don't need to tell the audience, although we do more times than once, how many great conversations that do not air come during the break. And visiting with you is no exception. I appreciate the time you've taken today. In our first segment, we made sure our audience knows that your song Freedom, which came out 25 years ago, it's celebrating its 25th anniversary, is going to be part of the theatrical debut of the new docudrama, The American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident, which is going to be in the Kennedy Center, of all places, tonight. That you're in Washington, D.C. for that premiere. And before we play the single Freedom that our audience were hearing, you talked a little bit about it in the first segment. Anything else you wanted to do to set this up?
Yes. I have gone through seasons of heartbreak and just to where I feel like I've made poor choices. And it was actually in those seasons where I saw God show up and give me freedom, give me life, give me redemption. And so, because of that, I'm able to sing about it, to write about it, to encourage other people in it. And so Freedom is an extension of that. And I can't wait for them to experience the freedom that God has for them, has for you as the listener as well.
And here is Freedom from Nicole C. Mullen.
To the door.
That's Freedom. Nicole C. Mullins celebrating 25 years of the release of that song. It's, as I mentioned going into it, going to be part of the American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident, the new docudrama premiering tonight at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and in theaters June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Nicole, well done. And I love the remix.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to get my shout on. Come on now.
Now, in addition, if you didn't hear our first segment, Nicole is also in the movie. One of her acting on the big screen opportunities to check out. She's portraying Elizabeth Mumbet Freeman. And you know what? I appreciate in the first segment, you didn't give too much away. Because you do need to know who this woman was if you don't know. And a good way to do that is to go check out this docudrama. We'll put a bow on the conversation, Nicole, with this. You've been in ministry a little while. Some of our audience, it's maybe been a little while since they caught up with what you've done maybe in the last 10 years or so. Can you bring us up to speed and let us know, you know, what's happening and maybe a tease of what's on the landscape?
Fantastic. Well, I have been over the past 10 years and plus still singing, speaking a lot more often as well, whether it's at women's conferences, keynote speaking, fundraisers for pro-life events. I have, you know, gone to Israel with Kathy Lee Gifford and I, and we recorded a music film called The God Who Sees. And so people can see that on YouTube. And like I said, we did it in the Holy Land and a beautiful backdrop. I have been writing books, and I finished another book with David C. Cook, which is coming out in the fall. But people can now pre-order that book on Amazon. And so I'm encouraging you, go out and get it. It's called It's Never Wrong to Do the Right Thing. And it is a book of courageous inspiration, but also implementation of how to make right decisions in the midst of a wrong culture or in the midst of something extremely hard. And so I've been able to take biblical characters and pull from their life choices and how God would have us implemented into our own, as well as some contemporary figures. And ironically, Elizabeth Freeman from the movie, the one that I play in The American Miracle, is one of my chapters in this upcoming book. And so I believe people will be encouraged by it, especially women. I have a heart for women, and I love you men, you guys. We honor you, we respect you. But I really feel like a huge part of my calling is to coach, disciple, and mentor women. And so I've been doing that. And so, like I said, the book is coming out in the fall. And what else? I have music on the horizon. The movie is out. And I coach women as well. And so if people are interested in the events that we have coming up, they can hit us up at NicoleCMullen1@gmail.com. NicoleCMullen1@gmail.com to see if anything that we're working on is a right fit for them.
Very good. Well, Nicole C. Mullen's been our guest. Again, Grammy nominated, 9-time Dove Award winning artist. The release of the remix Freedom is out there for you to check out. It's part of the American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident, which is debuting at the Kennedy Center tonight. Hits theaters June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Nicole, I don't know that over the decades I've been doing Christian radio that you and I had ever had a chance to talk. I can't tell you how much of an honor it's been and a privilege, and really enjoyed our time on and off the air chatting. Appreciate all you do, and thank you for taking the time to join us today on ABQ Connect.
And thank you so much, Steve. I enjoyed it myself.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.